Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
A column in the Irish Mail on Sunday yesterday gave a withering rundown of the outfits, hairstyles, even waistlines of a number of male and female politicians who gathered for the Fianna Fáil think-in at the Slieve Russell Hotel in Cavan last week. The author of the controversial column, Niamh Walsh, wrote, "Before any baying mobs come to scalp a sister, let me preface this column by stating, I don't care." Senator Erin McGreehan, Walsh wrote, "If you must go all patriotic with your tuxedo green dress, at the bare minimum, run the iron over it because it has left some of us creased with laughter." Senator McGreehan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks very much for joining us. I know you didn't read this, but what always happens with these things is somebody alerted you to the column and then you went off and had a look at it yourself. What did you think?
I was upset by it, of course. I was upset for my colleagues. Those eight of us mentioned in the article, really corrosive language, hurtful language. And as a human, I was upset. I did cry. My kids asked me why I was crying. As ironically, I got stuck into ironing for my week ahead and get all my children's uniforms ironed and ready for the week ahead. I was annoyed by it, Claire. And then I was annoyed. I was upset that I was angry that I was upset by this, that I let these words upset me. But we're all human, and I think words matter. And I tweeted about this last night. Words do matter, and you know what we do say really matters. And in all our jobs, this is our tools. We're wordsmiths, and this is what we do. We speak, and we speak our views. And when you use words that is so corrosive, so hurtful, so personalised, it's not right.
And how did you go from crying about it, doing the ironing, feeling upset, to then doing something about it by making public comment?
So I sat on it for a while and I mulled over it. And what I did was, after I did my chores, I took part in a virtual 7K walk for SoSad, a mental health charity that does incredible work here in the Northeast. And we walked walk 7 kilometres for 1 kilometre for each of the 7 offices that SoSad run. So that's what I was doing, and I did that with my children, and we rambled the fields and picked blackberries, and I had time to digest it in a way, and to react with my head and my heart instead of reacting straight away with just my heart and my feelings. So, and that's exactly what I did. I tried to kind of digest it, and then I did tweet about how words matter and how it's not for me to dress a certain way. It's not, I don't get my empathy or my will to do it, my job, through my wardrobe, and empathy does matter, our feelings do matter, and none of us know how hard it is for any person to get up in the morning, to drag themselves out of bed, to face the world. And I think, that the column was nasty, and those sort of nasty commentary isn't acceptable now. I thought we had grown up a little bit on mainstream media. Of course, you get those comments on Twitter, general silly comments, but this was print media, so it was more hurtful.
Well, we've attempted to get a response from the Irish Mail on Sunday this morning to the story, but as yet we haven't received one, but we are trying. As a senator, you work in Leinster House. The dress code for staff members is there and in place. The standards are very high. That doesn't include politicians, but there has been talk in the Committee on Procedure and Privilege about introducing a dress code for parliamentarians. So how you dress, it has been the subject of commentary for a long time, hasn't it? Both for men and women. And we have seen similar conversations happening across the water when it comes to the House of Commons.
Yeah, so this is not really a dress code, and I would be absolutely happy, very happy to have a dress code for the housing directors. They're our national parliament, and you should always be dressing appropriately. There was nothing in that article about a dress code or appropriate. It was just a takedown of people, people's weight, of people's appearances. So it's not about a correlation of dress code for politicians or dressing appropriately. This was a hurtful, corrosive column taking down male and female Mm-hmm.
But the column is called Niamh Walsh's Manifesto. It's an opinion piece. It's her personal view that she writes about every week. Is she entitled to her own personal views and to express them?
She's entitled to her personal view, but we all have a responsibility with our platforms that we have. And I think it's more about, you know, we might have personal opinions on many things that we don't express. We have a responsibility on that freedom of speech. There are limits on all freedom of speech. And if we don't use our words for positive, and it's not criticism, critique is different. And this wasn't a critique. It was a takedown, an insulting takedown of people who were not there for fashion. We're not there to be a fashion column. We were there to do work. And I had a list as long as my arm for Michael McGrath, Minister for Public Expenditure, for things that I want in Budget 2022 and for all our ministers that were present at the think-in last Thursday and Friday. So this was not about our job. And I said, my job, my work doesn't come from my wardrobe. It comes from what I want to do in my work.
And you say you were upset and you were angry, but you're also angry at yourself for being upset. Is that right? Am I getting that right?
Yes, because I suppose all of us, you kind of think, right, well, I should let this go over my head. But then you go, well, I'm actually human. And, you know, people could say, well, politicians deserve this. And, you know, but do we want our representatives to be so hardened or to be so desanitized that these sort of things don't matter? You know, we want our policymakers to be empathetic, to feel and to be human. You know, we're all flawed. We're all flawed human beings, every single one of us. And if we want to desanitize our politicians to be so hardened, I don't think that's a positive thing. We want our politicians to feel and to feel emotion. So it's not just about politicians. It's also about the person, how it filters down and how that acceptability to express that opinion on someone's dress. You know, it's for a person who's walking down the street and gets shouted at, or a person who goes into an office feeling great this morning, Claire, and someone passes a snide comment and it brings them down. It makes them not want to put their hand up, or it makes them not want to go for a job. And it's those type of things that this sort of print media, in a newspaper, those sort of commentary, that puts down people. It puts people back. It prevents people from raising their head up and to making their voice heard. And that sort of behaviour isn't acceptable.
Now, on Taoiseach, last night, your own party leader, of course, Micheál Martin, he tweeted, why the need for such personal, nasty and unkind article? An article written in an attempt to demean women who take politics seriously and work hard to make people's lives better. Has he been in touch with you about this?
He has. He rang to see, was I okay? I appreciated the phone call to see how I was doing, and I thank him for tweeting, because it really is important that the Taoiseach, it's not just about standing up for, you know, the eight people who are discussed in the article. It's actually about standing up against this sort of crows of language and about people. It's not humorous to be abusive. It's not funny to be abusive like that on any person. I was very glad the Taoiseach took to Twitter last night and supported every single person who has been put down for the way they look, their weight and how they dress.
So what further action then is the party going to take?
So we've written to the Daily Mail for an apology and a statement on why this was allowed to go to print in the first place. You know, there is a freedom of speech, but as I said, freedom of speech comes with responsibility, and there was no level of responsibility there. So I think that we deserve, and every person who has been ridiculed deserves a statement from the Irish Daily Mail. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You said you were crying, you were upset about it. Did your children know you were upset, and your family?
Yes, they did. I'm very open, very open household. My eldest was asking me, you know, what's wrong, Mommy? And I said, oh, I'll tell you later. And then my mother spoke to them, because my mother and father read that article as well, and that's upsetting, because they were proud of their daughter doing what she wants to do at a Fianna Fáil parliamentary thinking. They were proud of that, and for for them to see their daughter just singled out for how she looked and not what she does was very upsetting. So I said to my boys this morning, you know, I was upset, and I was upset for my friends, I was upset for my colleagues, and I used it as a way to speak that it's not okay to just be mean for mean's sake. And I try to teach my children, you know, those lessons in life, and I hope that they see that. I would be heartbroken if I found out that they were mean just for mean's sake on the schoolyard.
All right, Fianna Fáil Senator Erin McGreehan, thank you very much for joining us. As I said, we have been in touch with the paper, with the Irish Mail on Sunday. We're awaiting a response, and we'd be delighted to hear from them at any time before the end of the programme. Let's take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.